Welcome to Lizard Tracks, the story of God. Come and hear the story that leads to life and sets the captives free. Your storyteller today is Wayne Patton. Everyone wants a sign from God. They want to know that God is active in our world today. In our series, Emmanuel Has Come, I have a sign. One that the world cannot ignore. A sign that extends from the height of the heavens to the smelly peasants that care for the sheep. The earth was silent when the baby Jesus entered the world, born of peasant parents who could only afford to stay in a barn during the census decreed by Caesar Augustus. His mother Mary wrapped this newborn babe in a cloth and laid him in a feeding trough. In the field nearby, there were shepherds staying out in the fields to keep watch over their flocks by night. An angel of the Lord suddenly stood before them. The glory of the Lord shone all around them, and they were terrified. The angel spoke to them, "Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good news of a great joy, which will be for all peoples of the world. For today in the city of David, there has been born for you a Savior who is Christ the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a feeding trough." Then the sky was filled with angels singing, "Glory to God in the highest, on earth peace among men, whom with God is well pleased." After this, the shepherds went to Bethlehem to find this child. They found Joseph and Mary and the baby wrapped in a cloth lying in a feeding trough, just as they were told. The shepherds told Mary that this is the Christ, who is the Savior of his people. This is the start of many events that Mary would treasure and ponder in her heart. The story of Emmanuel's arrival does not end here. There are more signs to demonstrate the deity of this child, and the streets will soon run with blood before it's all over. So stop back next week to hear the rest of the story, Emmanuel Has Come. I hope you'll return to my next story here at Lizard Tracks. You can find more about my ministry on the web at www.lizardtracks.net. I can be found on your favorite podcast app or on Alexa. Just search for Lizard Tracks. Your storyteller is Wayne Patton, and this is Lizard Tracks.